A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. The first reference to Shasta was made in 1814.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsor.
Enjoy.
It's happening. Welcome, welcome, North State. I'm James Mazzotto with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
How are you doing tonight, girl?
Really good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. And you're listening to KCNR, your talk radio, and this is the hour that we get that is called North State Now with Enjoy Magazine. And we love doing this. We're here, what, once a month on the
third Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So if you're available, mark your calendar and check in. We'd love to have you just listen.
Call in and ask questions if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. One of our guests just came in, so I'm waving at her through the window. So what's going on? Here we are in August already.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what's crazy is the October stories are
pouring
in. Yeah, I have most of them.
And you know what else is crazy? In the store, I just got a whole shipment of handmade glass pumpkins that are beautiful. Right? So somebody's trying to push the agenda of fall.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'll tell you what, if you decide you want to go take a trip to Costco, you can pretend it's Christmas. Because they already have all their Christmas crap out. It's unbelievable. It's when it's 110 outside and you're looking at a Christmas tree.
Not enjoyable.
Yeah, so here we are again. Like I said, we are staring down the barrel of September, but we are looking at the August issue. This is issue 191. We're almost at 200.
I know.
Right?
Next year.
Wanderlust, time for an adventure. So I love these issues that have some, you know, somewhat of a theme that you know you're going to follow throughout the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a really good issue. There's a lot of good stuff in here. And we've got some advertisers like the one you're just looking at there. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that place?
It looks like Salishan.
Yeah.
It's in Mendocino County, I believe.
Yeah, so if you go to their website, it's super cool. This is one of the first time they've advertised with us, and they're kind of out of the area, which we're super happy to see. But this is one of those kind of adventure, you know, staycation, or not staycation, but like glamping and all kinds of stuff that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the land that they're on has probably been conserved.
Probably.
That's a hint. I just dropped a hint to y'all. So what kind of things do we have going on, Rhonda? I know that I saw the Turtle Bay ad in here. This one is really cool. Ancient Rulers of the Sky. It's all kinds of stuff going on.
They're doing some really fun stuff over there.
Dinosaur stuff. There's King Tut. Obviously, the outdoor playground is open. You'd probably want to do that early in the morning. There's the animal exhibit with the parrots, which I think is fantastic. I love to feed them with that stick that's got all
with the little cup.
Yeah. Their garden and nursery is open to the public on Wednesdays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I didn't even know that. And then, of course, you know, they're promoting their membership for the family, which is super cool. That whole area down there, I think, is still fantastic. I mean, the ability to stay in a, I don't know what they call it, 4-star-plus hotel, you know, have that available. And then the concerts that are going on with the Civic indoors and outdoor on the lawns, it's super awesome.
Right.
And the rodeo's there when it happens. And then you've got the Arboretum and the bridge and, you know, the museum. And then now they're putting in a new restaurant, which is, I can't remember what it's called, but what used to be just the gift shop, I guess, is turning into a restaurant. And then the gift shop.
A little like a cafe kind of thing?
Yeah, but I mean, it's supposed to be pretty serious.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's, I would say, if they call it a cafe, it's a cafe on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's like good food. A lot of really good outdoor seating and that kind of stuff. So, good for them. Yeah.
We also have the Cascade Theater Season in this issue, but I know that they've added some things. So, you can always check them out at their website, cascadetheater.org. And I just want to mention that when you buy purchase tickets for their shows, make sure you go onto their website, which is cascadetheater.org, because people do try and trick you and sell tickets for a lot more than the Cascade actually sells them, and they sometimes aren't
real tickets.
Real tickets, yeah.
I was going to say, how did they get the tickets in the first place?
So you go online, and there's a bunch of websites that try and sell tickets to you, and it's trickery. I don't like it.
It's tomfoolery.
And then Mount Shasta Summer Concert Series is coming to an end on the 21st. So they have one more concert, and that's this weekend. And that's been a really great thing. We also have First Fridays has been great. A lot of action downtown on First Fridays.
Yeah. There's so much going on downtown.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So that's pretty exciting. But,
One thing that I always love about the publication, and obviously this is our hour to toot our own horn, so to speak, but we've really kind of embraced the whole food culture, right? Besides, obviously, having Enjoy Magazine, we also publish a magazine that is called Edible San Joaquin, and it's all about Field to Fork and food culture and stuff. And you know, Redding, or I should say Shasta County and Butte County actually have a version of that publication as well called Edible Shasta Butte. But we support that also here through Enjoy Magazine, and we always, at this point, have for quite some time been very successful in our recipes. And we have two recipes each month, and then you can obviously come into the store and get a recipe card. But one of the things I love is quarterly we get to actually do a recipe where we work with a local restaurant. And they will either create a dish for us or they will give you the insight to make one of their famous dishes at home. So this month we've partnered with Cheesecakes Unlimited, and this gives you the recipe for their one of their most popular salads, which is their chicken and feta cheese salad with their champagne dressing. So, you know, it's really cool that, you know, they're giving you kind of an insight of what they do. And if you wanted to create this at home, you obviously have the recipe here in Enjoy Magazine that you can follow, or you can come into the store, and we always have free recipe cards that you can pick up and add to your collection.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's Toots Terry.
Terry Toots.
That's an inside joke. Who's been doing some of our recipes for a little bit now.
You know,
Lana did our recipes literally for
ever
18 years now. And she's still will pop in from time to time, I'm sure. But she, you know, now she's decided she's going to travel the world with her friends and family, which, you know, she totally deserves.
Can't blame her.
Yeah, no, right? So the recipe that Terry did for us this month is cold soup.
Gazpacho.
And
actually, Daryl made that last week.
Was it good?
He loved
it. Oh, yeah. I looked at you.
It's not my cup of soup. But he loved it. And it took him a while to make it because he doesn't really, you know, follow directions when he cooks. So, and he did, and it looks good, and he loved it, and he made enough that he's having it for dinner
tonight for a month.
Yes, yes.
So gazpacho is, you know, I'm not familiar. I mean, obviously, I know what gazpacho is. I've had it, but I'm going to keep saying it wrong now that I keep saying the word. It's changing in my head from just a weird word to. Are there different kinds of gazpacho?
I'm sure there are.
And are they typically,
they're cold.
Tomato based or?
You know what? I'm not a chef. Maybe one of our guests tonight will be.
Oh, well, Pam will.
Yeah.
She'll know.
She'll know.
She's a chef. Hey, there's another clue. I just dropped another clue. So go ahead and grab an issue and enjoy yourself taking these recipes into your own kitchen. We'd love to do it. We also have, obviously, every month we do the downtown details. There's so much going on downtown that it's warranted giving a page to our friends with Viva Downtown that are helping us to write small articles on, you know, a handful of businesses that we like to feature and just encourage people to come visit.
And, you know, this was originally started when they were getting ready to tear down the garage, the
parking
garage.
Structure, yeah.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, you know, we want people to still come downtown. These are businesses that are open, and it just kind of morphed into what we are continuing to do, which is feature downtown businesses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, I didn't even, like, last month we did Howell's, or a couple months we did Howell's dive shop.
Yeah,
which has been around for as long as I can remember. And I had never been in there, and so it's kind of getting me into places that I haven't ever been, and it's kind of cool because they're
you've
right
been the one
downtown.
You've been the one that's been going around and taking the snapshots and everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
I see you guys grab your pink purse and say, I'm going to walk this place and I'm going to take pictures for the next downtown detail.
It's kind of cool because the guys that are in this month's
This is a guy page.
Yes, superb skate shop, Rob Givens, and the Downtown Barbers. Super nice. All of them were so nice and so grateful. And
Art Hunger, and then also featuring the little outdoor space right next to the, what is it called?
The Arts Pocket Council? Park.
Pocket Park, yeah. Isn't that weird how I didn't even know that was there?
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. Yeah. It's as cute as a little park in the world. So anyway, so there's a lot to read in here. Oh, also there's the Reading Roots Revival Festival, Music Festival.
That's going to
be
up
in September. So hopefully the weather will be really cool and everybody will be able to enjoy music. So pick up a copy. There's probably a few left out on a shelf somewhere or a stand in all the different locations. And you were telling me that, was it tomorrow that we're expecting the September issue being delivered? So that will be being released soon. And then you'll hear us again next month. So anyway, we're going to take our first break. And then when we get back, we'll introduce you to our first guest. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen Bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Joy.
And we are back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And welcome back. Again, my name is James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And tonight we have three guests for you. They are all featured in this month's magazine, and we just want to talk to them and get a little bit more in person. There's nothing like face-to-face, right? So anyway, and if you say, well, you're on radio, I can't see your face, then go to YouTube. Oh, I don't know if we're – oh, we usually are streaming. Yeah. I don't know if we're streaming or not. I was going to say, typically you could see us. Anyway, Rhonda, how about you let the people of the North State know who's our first guest that we're going to talk to. Thank you.
So our first guest tonight is Paul Vienno. And he is
Italian.
The executive director
correct.
Of the Shasta Land Trust. So we do have our giving back story this month about the Shasta Land Trust, and he was interviewed for this. So thank you for being here.
What's the giving back portion? Is it just because of inherently what they do to the North State?
Yep,
okay,
yep.
I just didn't know if there was something special. So, I mean, something special, not that it's all special. You know what I mean.
I appreciate it.
But if, for those of our listeners that don't know what Shasta Land Trust actually does, why don't you clue them in? Because it's a pretty amazing process.
Sure. So we've been around since 1998. We are a local 501c3 nonprofit specializing in local land conservation. So essentially what that is we work with local landowners, willing landowners who are interested in making sure that their properties are protected forever. So a conservation easement is a legal tool we use to guarantee that the property we protect stays the way it is today. Forever. So we use the word perpetuity a lot, and that's a big word we throw around. But for us, this means always. It's a big deal. These properties predominantly are working ag, so they are farms, ranches, a lot of cattle grazing. Up until this date, we are right around 31,000 acres conserved.
Wow.
We've been around since 1998, and we specialize at this point only in Shasta County. It's a large county, and so we work all the way from the Cow Creek water basin down here locally all the way up into the Fall River area, Hat Creek and Pitt River.
Wow.
So we have a full-time staff of 5, a board of 9, and we've been growing ever since we were founded. So
very cool.
So me, I'm trying to find a hole to poke. You know, so protected forever.
Yeah.
So this is just kind of one of those things that just popped into my head. You've done that, and it's conserved. What if state or federal comes and says, we want this land because we need it for the good of the people? Can they override that with eminent domain?
Yes. So all of our conservation easements have language specifically written into them to allow for the parties involved to be get some benefit if eminent domain is actually started.
Uh-huh.
We have not had that happen. Most land trusts have not. It's very rare, incredibly rare in Shasta County for that to occur. If that does occur, the landowner obviously is reimbursed, and so is the land trust for the money we put into the project.
Sure.
But that is one way that a conservation easement can be broken.
Yeah, because Brandy is one of your board members, Brandy Green, and she owns Bernsini Winery, which she has the tasting room in our store, and I talk to her quite often when we're on the couch about. I'm always trying to beat her up. I'm like forever, ever, 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 ever,
forever,
ever.
Always.
And she's like, yes, 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 and you know, it's kind of interesting. But you know, the whole thing is really whatever that property is being used for, that's kind of what it's protecting, right?
Exactly.
Like, so. I'm always blown away by the whole thing.
I just think of fires. Like, fires happen all over the place here.
Yeah.
Is that an issue?
I mean, it is an issue as far as the landowner.
It burns down.
Yeah, I mean, the landowner being able to continue operating in the way they are, it doesn't affect the conservation easement. And so, you know, fires many, many years ago were considered a good thing, right? And obviously, our environment has changed. Now the fires are much larger than they ever used to be. And we still use fire regularly through controlled burns.
Mm-hmm.
But our conservation easements are written in a manner that allows the property to burn and still be a property that can maintain what we call the conservation values. And the conservation values are elements present on the property that we find of value. Also what the IRS finds of value. Because we shouldn't forget the landowner. The landowner gets tax benefits for these properties.
Okay.
Right? And so they are paid for the conservation easement that allows them to continue operating. Because they are essentially selling a right that's evident on that property. And so we want to make sure they are whole. So as long as those conservation values are present, and they can range anywhere from public recreation to agriculture, farming, habitat, riparian areas where there's water. Most of all of our properties have some sort of water coming through it, whether it's along a river, a stream, or a lake. And so fire is not a detrimental issue we deal with. We had one of our properties burn last year. And if you came back this year, you'd see a lot of regrowth, mm-hmm. and the landowner can take the steps they need to make sure their property is in a better situation in the future.
Wow, okay.
That's a lot of information.
That is, I know. You're so smart.
I'm watching you talk, and I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of paperwork that must be involved.
Doing it for a little bit. There's a lot of paperwork, yes.
So go through quickly the process of your Jim Bob Johnson up in, Fall River, whatever,
yep.
and you've got 300 acres, and you are a rice farmer.
Yeah, so you actually mentioned a property very much that we're currently protecting. It's a little less than 400 acres. It's actually a wild rice farm, and we hopefully will be able to make the announcement it'll be protected in the next 2 months. And so how that all begins is a landowner will contact us, and they'll say, we have a property. For example, this landowner, he's a fourth-generation wild rice farmer.
Right.
A lot of connections to the land. And he says, I want to make sure it's protected forever. How do I do that? And what we'll do is there's two options. Either you can donate the conservation easement to us, or you can go ahead and say, no, I want to be paid for it, which for large properties, it makes more sense. What we then do is we work with our conservation and our stewardship teams, and we find grants. And right now, the state of California has a good amount of grants available to us, so we have been successful at applying for those grants. So we will meet with the landowner, apply for a grant after our lands committee and our board vote to move forward with it. That's about a year process. Once that grant's awarded, we'll then go ahead and begin working on the conservation easement and all the documents go along with it.
Hmm.
That could take another 3 years.
Oh.
So it's about a 4 year. It is not a fast process. No, it's not a fast process. It depends on the landowner. It depends on the property and how complicated sometimes they are. So
when they're doing that and you're doing that negotiations, you obviously have to write in clear, obviously, language what's allowed on the property from here to eternity. Like, can you negotiate, like, this is the land as it is now, and I want to be able to build two additional buildings on it.
Yep.
You know, so that has to all be just written in.
That happens all the time. Okay. Yeah. What'll happen is we will say, think about your vision long term. Think about what you see as your long term mission on this property. Don't think about yourself. It's forever. Think about your family, your grandkids, the next family after that, and try to go ahead and create what you want to look like. And oftentimes that is saying, I want to build two more homes.
Mm.
I want to build three more homes. So we will make sure that we provide what we call building envelopes. And these are areas sometimes up to 5 acres. That's a little bit big, but they can range depending on what they want. And that is basically an area of the property that is allotted to they can build a property whenever they want.
Yeah.
And so they can build a new home. They can build a secondary residence.
But it still belongs under the trust. Or the
still.
It's not it's like it's carved out and they can...
Yep, it's still the conservation easement is on the entire property, but this one part of the property allows them to do a little more activities.
Sure.
And so, but they can also continue their agricultural operations. And our goal really locally here is to make sure that we protect the local way of life we all love. I was born and raised here. I left for a few years, came back after schooling. My wife and I moved back here, and I love the natural elements we have. And
sure.
So, you know, our goal is to make sure that we allow this way of life to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And by funding these farmers, the ability continues for them to give it on to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It also lowers the property values sometimes for the next landowners. So it opens up opportunities for young farmers, which is something that we need to keep pushing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Local ag is really, really important, and it is not an easy job.
So you were saying you get the grant. So that would lead me to believe if there's money specific to this kind of operation, that then if the state of California actually protection?
Correct, yeah. State of California over the last 5 years has put in a good amount of money to fund these projects. And so this is through a program they called SALC, so it is Sustainable Agricultural Lands Conservation. It is money coming from cap and trade dollars. So a lot of the money is still connected to the downtown revitalization was through cap and trade. And so that is money that we're being able to utilize as well to fund these landowners to protect their properties. And so some of these ranches, you know, they can be worth up to $10 million.
Ouch.
And so a lot of land. And but yet, you know, these farmers don't have the operational dollars as much,
yeah,
the cash. And so what we do is we'll say, we'll come in and we'll buy 40% of the value. And that's a lot of money. And so oftentimes they will put that money right back into the property.
Sure.
Through hiring new labor, through better operations to manage their farms and ranches in ongoing drought conditions.
Yeah.
And so it allows us to go ahead and help them out a little bit.
This is all fascinating. So if somebody wanted to, because we have to take another break here and then get our next guest in here real quickly, what would be the best way to contact you if that somebody wanted to do a conservation? And quickly also just explain what it is. You guys have events all,
sure,
the time for fundraising.
Yeah, the best way, they can go on to www.shastalandtrust.org. It's easy. We have donate buttons. You can also contact us at our office. We're happy to help out or stop on in. We have a beautiful office space.
You do.
Along the river. It's,
yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. And take in the views. But we also have what we call Wildaways. And Wildaways are volunteer-hosted events. We have one coming up in September, actually at our property. We're going to have some catered food.
Which, if you haven't gone, it's well worth it. We went just to the last one.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They're great events. They're, mm-hmm, amazing. We have star watching. We have hikes. We have horseback riding. We have hikes on properties that are not accessible to the public. And so you can go ahead and give money to those events and come enjoy a great time. We always have good food and good drinks. And all that money goes right back to the land trust, 100%.
Awesome. Well,
fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking
you're
the time
welcome
out of your busy
it
schedule and sharing what you do and what great things are happening in our community.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity. I really,
yeah,
appreciate it.
We'll be right back with our next guest.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Enjoy.
Welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR, and this is the North State Hour with
Enjoy Magazine.
North State Now. I forgot my own name. It's been one of those days. I have to confess, Rhonda, I had a little bit of a rough morning.
Yes, you did. And I got to have a front row seat to that morning.
Anyway, again, James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine and my good friend and partner in crime, Rhonda Alvey. So anyway, I quite talk a lot and we never have enough time. So I'm just going to go ahead and let us just go right into our next segment with our next guest. So
Fabulous.
Miss Rhonda.
All right. We have Lauren Forcella. Am I saying that right?
Forcella.
Forcella. Oh, okay.
So what nationality is that?
It's Italian.
So we is it our entire lineup is Italian?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to make sure it sounds very Italian, but you never know, right?
It's true.
I like it.
Yeah.
And we have a story about Lauren in this issue. She is a artist, and you're from San Rafael?
Well, I was in Sebastopol before coming
here.
I grew up here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I grew up in San Rafael, so I saw that and I went. And then I moved to Santa Rosa.
Oh, my gosh.
And I lived here.
And I did live in Santa Rafael also, but it was a long time ago. And then, anyway,
when I saw that, I just kind of went, ooh.
Yeah. Sebastopol's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and you didn't become a artist until you were 40?
40. And I hadn't a single clue I had any art talent.
Wow.
And my color crayon drawings in school were never pinned to the blackboard. Not once. And, and I was science bound anyway. I was all college prep and, you know,
So that's very interesting because typically, I mean, not in all cases, but obviously you have a mind for science because you obviously did it. So not technically, but I guess, theoretically, a lot of people that are science-based also aren't very artistic in some sense, but maybe they are. Maybe it's just that we get stuck in a box and go down a trail and never really know, because I wouldn't look at somebody that's a scientist and go, oh, here's a paintbrush, let's go paint.
Right. It is, well, I do think I have a really strong left brain and a really strong right brain.
Yeah, so you're unique.
So, I don't think
do a lot of stuff. You've done a lot of stuff.
I've done a lot of stuff.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And this is what I've been, since I discovered it, which was truly a discovery, because I had no idea. And I was dead set to be a writer, and I was in a writing group, and the facilitator of the writing group kept begging me to go to this process group in a studio where everybody did whatever, and then we shared with each other. It was just art. It was process. Mm-hmm. Purely, no teaching. And I was always like, no, you know, why? I've got all these kids, and this is the only thing I get out for is my writing group, and I don't have time for this. And why? And she wouldn't let up. And so she talked me into it, really kind of dragged me in, just as John Lewis, the writer here, says.
And were there drinks involved, or you just actually?
No. She actually said, you know, you could paint the images for that little book. I'd written a book, which was based on my geology knowledge. And I thought I probably could do some little first grader art, moon, sun, earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I probably could pull that off. It might even work with the, and so that's what got me there was she said that. And I thought, oh, a practical, okay, there's something practical here.
She had to just find your hook.
Exactly. Exactly. And then there, the very first time, it was set, it was truly a surreal experience. It was like, wow, what is going on here? It truly makes you wonder about so many things. I just already knew how to paint. And I didn't grow up with, since I didn't take art classes, I didn't grow up with privileges where we were sent to little camps.
Yeah.
I had never picked up a paintbrush.
Wow.
And so I never knew.
Uh-huh.
And I can't draw to this day. But I can sure paint.
Yeah.
Which is such a weird thing, right?
That's crazy.
So weird.
I know. But also to the feeling or the emotion, obviously you can see your expression on your face. That was a moment, right?
And I knew it was a moment, and I knew it was a moment, and I knew it was incredibly
special. And I don't
think
there are many people in the world that actually get those moments.
Yeah, no.
It's goosebumps.
It's true. And I had four kids at home, and my littlest was like one, and then there were like three, and like five, and seven. And and I was just like,
take these children away. I must become a master painter.
It was really special. I would stare at my paintings that I did in there, you know, just these quick one-off, you just do them right then. And I would just go, this is big. My life is going to change. It was really a big deal. And then this other friend who saw them went out and rented me a studio. She saw it too and surprised me with the keys 2 days later.
Oh my gosh.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's so cool. That is so awesome.
And so she, I always tease her, like, that was your bold artistic move in life. She just went out and rented this place.
Hmm. Well, then that's also then, you know, kind of no matter what you believe from heaven above or, you know, divine grace and universe or whatever it may be, right? Like you had that friend that pushed you. You had the friend that helped you on the other side. You know,
yeah.
It was like lined up to be.
It felt very much that way. Uh-huh. And then, you know, still there was a lot of life and it doesn't feel responsible to do art full time. So it was a long time before.
That's funny that you say that because I have often thought, I do not have an artistic bone when it comes to painting or drawing either, but I've often thought if you were a painter, you know, how interesting it must be if that is your life.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, what are you doing today? Painting. What are you doing tomorrow? Painting. Like, you don't have to get up and go to work. You don't have, I mean, it's all work.
Oh, it's work.
Yeah. It's all work. I get that part, but it's a totally different type of work, right?
Right.
And I would imagine
a lot of gratification
there
too.
Would have to be joy about to an extent.
It is. But it's also really intense. It's not, people think maybe it's relaxing. It's like,
I don't know.
It is not relaxing. That is not the word for it. It's intense.
Uh-huh.
And, because it's asking so much of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To really bring out, and I work emotionally, I work, really, my goal is to share the emotions that I feel with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because nature's been my muse since I was little.
So have you ever taken the canvas out into the nature to paint, or is it?
And I think you have to be like 20 years old and French male to want to drag your canvas out there. Oh my God. It's so heavy and the stuff blows in the first wind and it's like a sail. And so no, I do not.
You just have the mind's eye.
Yeah, and I work back in the studio. I go and immerse in nature.
And I think it's really exciting right now because art is becoming a really big thing here in Reading. Culture is becoming bigger and better, and I'm loving seeing a lot of the, like with the Art Hunger and with, you know, all of the different things that are happening in the art world.
And I do appreciate you taking the time to come here because I know that you had obligations. And
fine. We worked around them.
But we appreciate you taking the time at short notice to be here. We were really happy and wanted to kind of, you know.
This story is really interesting.
Yeah,
you. I think it's cool. You're a third degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Well, I was.
That's pretty amazing.
You're like a treasure chest.
I know, you are.
Open the box and like, wow, what keeps coming out?
And you had a syndicated peer-to-peer advice column for teens?
Yeah, it was in the Record Searchlight for years. I didn't live here then, but I, you know, they carried it. And
So did you finish this children's book that you painted in or something? Or did that ever happen? The reason why I ask is because, you know, we have a whole children's section in our store, and we carry a lot of locally produced and hand-painted children's books.
I never did. Once I started realizing I could paint, I just went off and I forgot all about writing. I never wrote again. And then I did write that column, but that was to help teens. And there was a reason behind it versus just writing for writing's sake.
Uh-huh.
And so, I never went back. And I know I've thought about that so many times. I thought, wow, I want to paint nature. I wanted to paint Gaia and that's why I went into my first career was because I have a really big connection with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew from age 14 I wanted to work with nature.
Mm.
And that's why I went into geology and everything.
I love geology.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the best subject.
Yeah. I love geography, geology. Mm-hmm. I like all that earth science stuff.
Yeah. Different to be in it. It's very political. And that's what I found is that
That's unfortunate.
It's just, unfortunately, the sciences were like took a backseat to the politics. So I left the field over that.
Yeah.
Because it was not what I had hoped.
Sure.
And then when I picked up that brush and I'm like, well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is how I work for Earth.
Yeah.
And so, it's my hope.
Your paintings are beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
And I hope you can go buy This is probably the biggest, most comprehensive show I'll ever have in Reading.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right now.
And it's going to be...
it's there.
It's there now until the 27th.
Yeah, it's only one more week.
Okay.
And it's
at
the North Valley Art League.
North Valley
Carter House.
Yeah, Carter House. Oh, yeah, the Carter House.
Carter
yeah.
House.
Yeah.
It's by the Aquatic Center in Caldwell Park.
Absolutely.
And it's a fantastic show. There's 24 pieces from last year and this year. And it's fantastic. I can't recommend it enough, especially for here, because I don't usually even show here.
Sure.
And I've got this huge, huge
they do
collection
a great
here.
Job
does,
too.
Does it give the hours
yes,
for Carter House?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't
and they
give
are
the hours.
Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 4. So it's
okay.
Very limited.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's worth going. You will not be sorry. It's not the stuff kind of thing you normally would ever see in Reading. And I'm not just saying
Tooting
that.
Your own horn.
I'm not just saying that. It is, you will walk in and go, wow.
Well, then I think my wife and I are going.
Yeah.
So if you can imagine, that was already a 15-minute segment. It's already over.
Wow.
You nailed it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Am I still on air?
You
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Oh. you still are, but
I've
I'm just letting you know.
Mic.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to share? You have a website, so you
yeah.
might want to share that.
Yes, my website, Lauren Forcella, my name, laurenforcella.com. And you'll love my website, too. I put a lot of work into not just painting, but into making my...
That's art, too.
Yeah. And it's how you sell your art.
Right.
You
well, thank you
both.
So much for doing this and coming with us here on the radio show, but allowing us to feature you in the magazine.
And
we really appreciate it.
And pick up this issue and read the story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
It is a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Lewis.
Yeah. Woo.
What a writer.
Yeah.
I was blown out that he... How did he digest all that? It was just, I felt like it was bumbling, rambling.
That's all he needs.
He's a pro.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And well, so is the photographer. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to take a next break and load in our next guest. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clean up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean! Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Enjoy.
Okay.
And we are back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and you're listening to North State Now once again on the Enjoy Hour, third Thursday of each month. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
You have your NPR voice on tonight.
Do I?
Yeah. And this is the News Hour. Anyway, we're with Enjoy Magazine, and we are in our last segment here with our last guest of the night. We saved the best for last, right? Another Italian,
yeah.
Mamma Mia, right? We go down the food lane. Give
yes.
us our introduction. We are talking about another story we have on what, page 29?
It's on page 29.
Yep.
And we have Chef Pam here, and I'm not going to even try and pronounce your last name.
But tell us.
It's Buono.
Oh, Buono.
Oh, that's
okay.
Easy.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I can't see it from
Buono.
Here because I'm
okay.
Blind. Buono.
Buono.
Okay.
Buono.
Yeah. All right,
it means
well,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Which
yes.
you are, right? So Pam and I go actually way, way back, and we go back in the way back machine. So you used to work for that kitchen place,
right?
Right, and
right.
we used to do a little bit of I think everything
yes.
there. But
yes.
I think you were the master of the kitchen area.
One of
where
them
you did kitchen and cooking classes.
Yes,
they had a brilliant. I just loved their layout yep. and the whole way yep. it worked and stuff. That was
it
awesome.
It was awesome.
It was
really,
it was a great
really
store.
Was.
I love that store.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Yeah,
and you know that kind of a store I think still would work, but it's so hard when you're talking. I mean, the specialty of it is the cooking portion, mm-hmm. but so much of the equipment that they sold mm-hmm. that was great. Everybody buys online now.
They do.
Yeah.
They
it's
do.
So hard, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Yeah. It
that's
is.
A real shame.
Yeah.
I mean, the internet is a good thing. It's also a bad thing.
Yeah. No. It
yep,
has
so.
It's, it has its thing
yeah.
for sure. But
yeah.
anyway.
So tell everybody what you're doing now.
Yeah.
I teach cooking classes at Sizzle's Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
which is the old Leatherby's.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I do them once a month
mm-hmm.
on Fridays because mm-hmm. it's kind of like date night.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, we have so much fun. And I specialize in Sicilian cooking, Mediterranean cooking.
Mm.
And it's like a party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, which it's, I think it is in real life
it
in
is.
Those countries.
It
I mean,
is.
That's
we have so much
celebration
fun.
Of
mm-hmm.
family, friends,
yeah.
food,
yep.
love, you
yep.
know.
It's fantastic. And I'm grateful for it because it's been pretty busy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I, you know, now that I know that you're doing that again, too, I mean, I would love to do it with some friends, bring some
oh,
friends and do it.
Fun.
Yeah. So
how
we'll check
fun.
It out. I mean, do you, like, have a website or do you go
I
to
do.
The Sizzles or do
I
you
do.
To book or?
Yep. You can yep. go into my website.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's ChefPamsBellaCucina.com.
Okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Thank you.
And so most of the recipes you do, are they like meals or do
oh.
you do desserts or?
A little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I know that mean, from the past. Yeah.
Right. And what I do is, you know, if I'm doing a pasta dish, like tomorrow I'm doing carbonara, the real carbonara
mm-hmm.
with guanciale and everything else. I mean, it's yummy.
Wow.
And I can't just serve that. I don't want them just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, I got to add a salad to it. I'll show you how to make this. I'll show you how to make a dressing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, so I
then
bring
she loses
in,
her mind.
I do. I do. And then I just bring in all these other cool things. And mm-hmm. so everybody relaxes and everybody has a good time. And a lot of people bring their adult beverages.
Yeah, that's the first
ask.
Thing I was going to ask
I was
gonna
ask
do you just bring a bag?
right? I have, like, little to-go boxes. I do. And we just have so much fun.
Yeah.
And how many per class?
I max myself at 24.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's way more. I thought
yeah.
you were going to say like 5 or 8.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Wow. No.
That's a lot of idiots cooking.
Well, no, I don't want to say.
I'm just kidding. But You know, I'm sure there are some people that are just not natural kitchen people.
Well, that's the whole purpose of it. That's the whole purpose of it. Just show up, you have a good time.
Yeah.
If you just want to observe and not cook, that's okay too.
Oh, that's cool.
That's okay too.
Yeah.
You know, we just have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And everybody still gets to sit down and eat. I mean,
I think at the end I would be walking around. I would bring a bag with, you know, my little vino and stuff, but
right.
Make sure I had extra bread for soaking and just walk around and try everybody's sauces different.
Right.
Like, I want to try
right.
your sauce. Did you nail it? Let me dip my bread in your pan.
Right. Right. No, it's fun when we're making pasta. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's like flour everywhere.
Yeah. So for a long time, I don't know if you're doing it all anymore, but you actually made fresh pasta, and I think, didn't you have a dry pasta that you sold? Or?
No, I sell fresh.
You sell fresh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Fresh frozen. It's difficult to dry.
Okay.
You need like all this big equipment that
sure.
I don't have.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Because I'm, you know, we're at the Enjoy store. We have a huge culinary section now.
I know.
And we've always looking for local pasta
right,
making.
Right.
Dry, preferably, just because it
right.
sticks it on the shelf. But if
right.
you make it, and you make it in a volume that we have in the store. We have freezers, so
oh nice.
We can, because I'm going to be talking with Fenari's.
Oh good,
to
good.
Carry his
good.
Stuff as well.
Good.
So yeah, so I mean that would be kind of a fun thing where people can actually
nice.
Yeah, so I'll
nice.
touch base with you.
Yeah, someday. I use his sausage in my ravioli.
Mm, ooh, I love ravioli.
Yeah, yep. I do the Genovese ravioli, and I always use his sausage. Always.
So you have been cooking most of your life.
Since I was three.
Wow. And you served as an apprentice at Boston's
yes.
prestigious Parker House restaurant
yes.
when you were 16?
16 I started.
Wow.
So I was 22.
Wow.
Huh. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was years ago.
Is that where you grew up?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so your family, all sides, came from Sicily or just
My dad and my mom.
Yeah, they were Sicilian.
Yep. My mom was more Sicilian, really, than my dad. And Sicily is kind of it's an island, so there's a whole mixture.
Sure, yeah.
And it was funny because my daughter's like, oh, we should do let's do our DNA.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, I don't know about that. And she's like, no, let's do it, let's do it. So we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got the results because we sent them in at the same time. Mm-hmm. We got them, like, they email you the
mm-hmm.
results. And, oh, my God, we had so much fun with that.
It's
so
surprising to find out who you are.
Surprising. It's very surprising.
Because I should be 50% mm-hmm. Italian based upon my dad's
right.
heritage, right?
Sure.
I got my DNA results back, and I'm only 17% Italian. I'm 35% Greek and 17%
nice.
Middle Eastern.
Nice.
No
yep.
clue.
Yep.
Right? But
yep.
they're all mixed.
They are. They are. Well, Sicily's an island.
Yeah.
So they were ruled by the Romans,
yeah.
the Greeks, the Arabs.
Yep.
That's where cannolis came from.
Well, and my Mazzara,
Arabic. Right.
That is actually from Calabria.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandfather was born and raised right at the tip of the boot, pointing
yeah.
at Sicily.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, giving it a kick.
Right.
And Sicilians quite often don't even consider themselves Italian.
Right. That's that whole thing. That's
yeah.
the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
I yeah. want to know what brought you to Reading.
I met a guy, and he was from Redwood City, and he lived out here, and then he moved to Boston to be with me, so that was kind of fun. And so he
you were
like
siren
me.
Of the East.
I was.
Ah.
I was. yeah. Now my face is all red, but whatever. So he moved out there, and he's like, I really don't like it. Winters are bad news.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're from California, and it's warm, and, you know, 110 today.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
you know, you get out to Boston, and in the winter, it's 30 below
yeah.
for a month,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So we moved out here, and we bought a house, and that was that.
Cool. So
yeah.
we have only a couple minutes left. If you can imagine, that was already 15 minutes.
I know, right?
Right?
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Again, what is the best way for somebody to contact you or to sign up for classes?
Go on my website. It's ChefPamsBellaCucina.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all my contact information. My phone number's there. You can text me. You can call me. I'm easy to get a hold of.
Do you do any type of, other than the classes and the things that you make, do you do any type of catering?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do. I cater. I teach private cooking classes in people's homes.
Oh, okay. See, there's a lot
I
more.
I like a minimum of like six.
Yeah, yeah.
For that. And,
but
oh, my
fun.
God, we have so much fun.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. I bring everything we need, all the ingredients, all of it.
That would be fun.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Because in your own home, you can really kick up the bottle of wine.
People love it. They love it. I'll even clean up.
Oh, yeah, really?
So it's okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we are here in our last minute, and I just want to say to the North State, thank you so much for taking the time and sitting down and listening to the North State Now Enjoy Edition with myself, James Mazzotta.
And me, Rhonda Alvey.
And Pam, it's so good to reconnect with you. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Leaving for Italy pretty soon, aren't you?
I am. I can't wait.
Ah, atta girl.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm jealous. I'm so jealous.
Have a good, safe trip.
Thank you.
You're right.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So,
alrighty.
Good evening to North State, and we're signing off.
Enjoy.
PCNR, Shasta, Reading. Mm-hmm.